Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. And by the way, that last 0-0 tie in the NFL, that came in 1943. I think you're pretty safe with this bet. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. Time to Ask Ross. I'm Jim Galante. He's Ross Tucker. And Ross is prepared to answer your Penn State football questions or just general questions on life itself.
At the end. I like that, Jim. I like that.
Well, you know, we've talked pizza, haven't we? We've talked other things. So you're the guy with all the answers. So with that in mind, Ross, let me get to this first question here. I got a feeling you're going to like this one. This listener calls himself Blue Jay Guy from Nescopeck, PA. That means, by the way, Central Columbia are the Blue Jays. And he says, Ross, what's it like working with Jimmy Galante? First of all, the fact that he says Jimmy means he knew me from way back when. He sounds so professional and informed on the podcast. However, take it from his college roommate, he could not even stop the run in Nintendo football. Keep up the good work, and my sweatshirt size is XL.
Oh, man, that's funny. Did you play Nintendo, Jim? Tell me about your Nintendo days.
Oh, I'm not going to get into the college days. You know, that's how we spent our time between classes. And by the way, this was my college roommate. His name is Dwayne. Dwayne is a nuclear engineer, by the way. So I had a computer science degree, and I was the dumbest one in the apartment. But anyway.
You got a computer science degree? What year?
1981.
Wow, Jim, you were way ahead of the game.
Ross, at that time, the computer science world was so different. There was like two or three computer buildings that you had to go to, and computer time was so restricted, so limited, that we would have to go in to work like at 1 or 2 a.m. just to get a seat and work on it. And by the way, yes, I carried a box of cards. Are you old enough to even know what that means, Ross?
No.
There was once a day your computer program was programmed onto cards, and you had a card for like every line of code. So if you had 300 lines of code, you had 300 cards, and you would carry your program in a box. And the greatest disaster would be dropping that box and the cards getting all confused. The computer would read your cards one at a time. So
unbelievable, man. To answer his question, it's great working with Jimmy. Gosh, we've been doing this a long time now, Jim. I think since Trace McSorley, I remember, was in high school. I would love to go back. Do you know, you probably know the first year we started this, don't you?
Was it like 2015 or 16?
Sounds about right. I remember Trace McSorley, I think, being a junior or senior. I remember the first thing I watched was Trace McSorley, one of his junior or senior high school. So that's awesome. It's great working with Jimmy. Very flexible, cool boss. You know, it's awesome. It's been fun. I mean, I really do it primarily because I enjoy it. So that's a great thing to do in life.
Well, thank you, Ross. I'll tell you what, and I think I've told this story before, but it's worth repeating. You mentioned Trace McSorley, and I think this really speaks to your ability to scout the high school guys. I remember you talked about Trace McSorley. You were highly complimentary of him, and he was only a three-star. And I asked you, well, why is he not a four-star, Ross? And you held up your thumb and index finger and held them about 2 inches apart and said, that's the difference. If he were a couple inches taller, he would hit the measurables and probably be a four-star. And I remember that being such a tremendous lesson for me in talking about how the star ratings happen and that sometimes it's the measurables that are the difference for these guys.
Oh, without question. And it's funny because back then, people still were concerned about height with quarterbacks. That's kind of totally been thrown out the window now. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there playing 5'11", 6 foot. It's not nearly the stigma it used to be.
Exactly. So anyway, enough about all of those things. Let's move on to the next question. We've got Stan from an unknown location because he didn't give us his hometown. Stan says, Ross, what happened to the running back room at the start of the season? This room was considered one of the best in the country. By the way, Stan then followed it up with another question where he says, Jim and Ross, sorry, I neglected to include my hometown on my question about the running back room. And he says, I think I missed a block. He's trying to be ironic with that. But the funny thing is, he sends it in again to tell us he didn't give us his hometown and didn't give us his hometown again.
Oh, my goodness. He probably did that on purpose.
I'm assuming so.
So here's what I would say, Jim. When did anybody say that it was a great running back room? I never thought that or said that. Kayvon Lee hadn't really proven much to me. Keziah Holmes hadn't. Devin Ford hadn't. And Noah Kane had done some pretty good things a couple years ago. And John Lovett's a transfer from Baylor that I didn't know much about. You tell me, Jim, but I don't remember thinking that it was some great running back room.
Well, I don't know if you ever said it. I know a lot of other people did. They thought depth, and they thought Noah Kane coming back. He was so good 2 years ago. They thought Kayvon Lee showed enough last season. I think the only thing a lot of people said was, is there a home run hitter among this group? But forget the home run. I wonder, we always said Noah Kane could turn a 2-yard gain into a 4-yard gain, you know, that fall forward. Then we said the same thing about Kayvon Lee last year. I'm not sure we've seen any of that, though, this year.
We haven't. I don't think Noah Kane's the same player he was before the injury, or else he's kind of injured again. I think, look, we've seen recently, Jim, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, Journey Brown. I mean, there's a difference. There's just no way around it. There's a difference between those guys and what we're seeing right now. And I guess I wonder if that is an opportunity for Nick Singleton. And they got another running back coming in this class too, right?
Yes, from Florida. Pretty highly rated also.
Yeah, so there's certainly an opportunity for running backs coming in here. But I guess the net is I disagree with the premise of the question.
All right, let's get to another one. Michael from Lidditz. Admittedly, this is clearly a question during an emotional time of the Iowa game. When will Phil Troutwine be fired? I get the backup quarterback, hostile environment, etc., but experienced O-line can't run the ball again, can't even snap the ball without a penalty. They seemingly can't execute a silent count. The O-line play is holding Penn State back year after year. What's your take on that, Ross?
Well, this is a pet peeve of mine, which is when people like to just blame the O-line for everything, right? Like, O-line stinks. Oh, it's the O-line. That bothers me. you know, no one's complaining about the O-line when the quarterbacks and Clifford have as much time as they want to throw the football. They've done a really good job with pass protection. I think the run blocking leaves a little bit to be desired. But remember when I did the deep dive, Jim, what I found? Tight ends really struggled. At times, the running backs struggled both blocking and running. And each offensive lineman took one turn. It felt like, you know, not making the block that they should. But I think to blame all the offensive, I mean, clearly there were some issues with Taquan Roberson and the snap count that they didn't have with Sean Clifford. So how are you going to blame all that on the offensive line when that wasn't an issue until the new quarterback came in?
Exactly. All right, next up is Nate in Hamburg, who says, how does the center know when to snap the ball when he can't hear the quarterback clap his hands? Is it that complicated to learn some kind of silent system that one couldn't implement during the game? It seems like Penn State took a long time going to the silent count, Ross.
Yeah, I thought they should have done earlier. A lot of times they say that the clap can cut through the noise. Pretty clearly there was some issue there. Maybe Taquan Roberson's clap is not quite like the clap we hear from Sean Clifford. I don't know. I mean, the point is that the clap thing is new to me. Now, I know that's something that they do a lot, so that's very common now in college football, but we always did a silent count, and now it used to be the center that had to do it. Now the guard looks back and then points his hand so that the center knows when to snap it. But like getting into the particulars doesn't really matter. It's just ultimately not good enough. I mean, that's all there is to it.
All right, let's sneak one more in. Brad from Perkasy says, why should I not lose all respect for Kirk Ferentz and Iowa fans after he said Penn State's injuries smell like a rat? Did you hear this quote?
I did. You know, most of those guys, like, Mustafer didn't come back in the game. I don't know. I don't think that's what was going on. I'm surprised Ferentz would say that without having more evidence.
And why in the world are you trying to slow down the slowest offense in the world? So I could see if they were, Ole Miss, who runs such a fast offense. All right, that's it for quarter number three in Ask Ross. Andy will be back. Quarter number four, we'll name a winner.
Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.